This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Are we headed toward a recession? Some economists are worried after the Fed raised its key interest rate by a half percentage point on Wednesday to fight inflation. The Dow tanked yesterday, losing 1,063 points. World stocks followed Wall Street lower this morning. Later this morning, we'll get the April jobs report. It's expected to show that unemployment remained at a low 3.6%. The FDA says it would rather you not get Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine. The AP's Jennifer King.
Concerns about blood clots have led the FDA to limit who can receive Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine. The life-threatening blood clots that can show up within 2 weeks of receiving Johnson & Johnson's one-dose shot are rare, but officials say they're still occurring. Back in December, the CDC recommended people get Pfizer or Moderna vaccines instead. Now U.S. drug regulators say J&J's vaccine should only be given to adults who cannot receive a different kind or specifically ask for it. It's the latest restriction to hit the company's vaccine, which protects against the COVID virus but has been found to be less effective than Pfizer or Moderna.
Amnesty International says Russian forces are willfully killing civilians in Ukraine. It says it has evidence of war crimes by Russian forces in the area of Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. Ukrainian fighters are still holding on in that battered steel plant in Mariupol. The AP's Karen Shamas.
The last remaining Ukrainian fighters in Mariupol that are holed up inside a sprawling steel plant refused to surrender to Russian forces. Instead of laying down their arms, the Ukrainian soldiers battled Russian forces in the tunnels beneath the immense plant. Some 2,000 Ukrainian fighters, by Russia's most recent estimate, were holed up in a maze of tunnels and bunkers beneath Azovstal steelworks.
Firefighters in New Mexico were building more fire lines near homes close to the largest wildfire in the U.S. The weather over the next few days could fan that fire. This is AP News. Now to a warning from Democratic women in the Senate. The AP's Tim McGuire's got this.
Women Democrats in the Senate describe what could happen if Roe versus Wade is overturned. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar talks about the impact of ending the federal right to an abortion.
I thought we always said they'd take us back to the 50s. They're taking us back to the 1850s.
She and other Democratic women senators say leaving abortion rights up to the states would again deny women their rights, just as they did in the 19th century. Washington Senator Patty Murray says the effort to overturn abortion rights will be on the ballot across the country.
When November comes, Americans everywhere need to make their voices heard by sending more pro-choice voices to the Senate and to the House so we can get this done.
The Supreme Court decision is expected at the end of next month or early July. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.